What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the channel. It's your man, Jamil Muhammad. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again. Make sure you hit that thumbs up button, hit that subscribe button, and leave some comments down below. And let me know you all's thoughts from this video. Today, we're going to be talking about our two-part video series. We're going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of getting in shape. There's some things you should do, and there's some things you shouldn't do. Today, we're going to be talking about three main tips that I have while you pursue getting in shape. This channel covers mental, physical, and environmental health. These three pillars are aspects that I've incorporated into my life and that have enhanced my life in many different ways, just countless different experiences. And I think that this can benefit many different people. So if it can, please go ahead, let me know and reach out and let me know you all's thoughts. The first thing you should do while getting in shape is to take it slow. At the very beginning, it's important. Like we said in the previous video, we said take a large goal, chop it up in small pieces, and just deal with each small piece. So if your goal is to burn 10,000 calories, you want to make sure you can at least get to 100 calories. And then you consistently do that over time. What that's going to do is build some momentum. It's going to give you some energy. And that's also going to give you the confidence to keep going throughout the whole goal. Some large goals are truly discouraging. And we think that, oh man, I can't do that. But if you have enough, if you had a confidence that you could burn 100 calories, then you can most surely get to 10,000 calories, 100,000 calories, whatever your goal is. And you can take as long as you want with that goal. While you take it slow, understand that there is no competition. You're not on a time constraint. You are not competing with any other individual. You're not even competing with yourself. Just get that out of your mind. You're not competing with yourself. You are literally engaging in a different style of living, right? So you want to get in shape. That means you're changing your whole entire life. You've decided to change your life in a way that will enhance it and gain more years to your life. And that is one of the most beautiful things that you can do. Getting in shape, you enhance your life, and you can even motivate other individuals to want to do that same thing. Let's live long, happy, and healthy lives together. While you take it slow, make sure that you take pictures in the beginning of your journey. And you continue to take pictures throughout your journey. So your first month, second month, ultimately up to your first year of getting in shape. You can keep these records for yourself, or you can share it with other individuals, whatever works for you, whatever you're comfortable with doing. But that's just gonna give you a little snapshot. And we love pictures, we love images, we love memories. That's gonna give you a memory of what was I doing at this time? What did I look like? How did I feel? And that's gonna lead ultimately into the fourth point, which is keep a journal. So at the beginning of your workout and at the end of your workout, you definitely wanna make sure you record how you feel. I guarantee you it might change a little bit, you know? So at the beginning of the workout, you might be dreading the entire experience. You might not even wanna do it. Or you might have a lot of energy to do it, and you might have that same energy at the end. I think it's important that you keep a journal, record how you feel before, and record how you feel after. Same with images. Take a picture at the beginning of your goal. Keep a caption. Write down how you feel with that picture. And then a week later, do the same thing. Keep a picture, keep the caption. Keep it consistent, and you'll ultimately be proud of yourself and be proud of the progress that you're continuing to make throughout this journey. Second thing I think you should do is keep it personal. Exercise and physical fitness has been a spiritual enhancement for me. For some individuals, it may be the same way or it may be different. So I think keeping it personal allows you to focus your energy and put it toward enhancing yourself rather than just talking about what you ought to be doing, right? So while you're keeping it personal, it's important to visualize your goal. What does that look like? How does it look manifested, right? So what I do is sometimes I unplug. I turn off my notifications for Instagram, for Twitter, Facebook, because those things are continually pulling on my energy, right? They're demanding my energy. So in order for me to get in control, I have to keep these things personal, these things sacred, right? So I look at my phone when I want to, not when it's calling me to do so. So I'm unplugging, I'm constantly thinking about what I want my goals to look like, and I'm reflecting in those things in my journal. So while you're keeping it personal, that means you could let some individuals know, or you could just keep it to yourself. I personally lose energy talking about things because I kind of feel like I've done something by talking about those things. But when I actually get them done, I feel a lot better because I have some physical proof. I have some fruit from all of that, thinking, you know? The third thing I think you should do is be consistent and be patient with yourself. In a previous video, I'll put it right here, I talked about one of the best ways to show self-love is to be patient with other individuals and to be patient with yourself. That's showing self-love. You have the capacity to love yourself by being patient with yourself. So this is a reward. Think about you getting in shape. Think about that as you are rewarding yourself. You are not punishing yourself. You're not putting yourself through hell just to get in shape. You are rewarding yourself. You are creating a heaven, an internal heaven within yourself. You're creating a better environment, right? So when we eat good food, we feel good because we're creating a different environment. When we read good information that can enhance our lives or listen to good information that can enhance our lives, we are putting information or different types of food that enhances our life. So when we're exercising, we're getting in shape, we're breathing in, you know, good air, right? So we're out in the woods right now. We're breathing in good air. That's a reward. You reward yourself with wellness. This is not a punishment. It's important to listen to your body, right? So while getting in shape, while exercising, you are ultimately creating a mind and body connection. Those things are already supposed to be connected, but we do things in our lives that creates a disconnect. There is a divine essence within you, and it's important to continually connect to that, and you will have an enhanced and different view of life. You can provide a different perspective of life, and you can embrace your uniqueness once you have that mind and body connection, right? Because you understand yourself and you can express yourself in a way that is unique to other individuals. You're not trying to be like everybody else, right? Right? While you are being consistent and patient with yourself, you can repeat affirmations. So if you're going on a run, on a jog, or even on a walk, and you got your headphones in, you might listen to some good music, or you might just be talking to yourself, which is completely normal. I know I'm weird a little bit, but I think it's normal. So repeat some affirmations to yourself. Some of the affirmations that I repeat is, I deserve to exercise my body. This is how I show gratitude. Nourishing my body prepares it for receiving blessings. Ooh. And the last thing, caring for this vessel is self-love. We were blessed to have these complex machines that can do amazing things. Look at the things that we build in a society. Bridges, roads, planes, boats. We even build people. Isn't that crazy? We have the capacity to build people. Once our mind and our bodies connect, we can manifest whatever we want on this earth, right? So caring for this vessel is self-love because we're caring for something that we hold value, right? We've been giving the machinery to create whatever type of world that we can. So it's best that we preserve this body that we've been given and create a connection with the mind using physical fitness. Getting in shape is one of the best things that you can do. I'm pretty sure a lot of you already know, so I might be preaching to the choir already, but man, this has just been a beautiful experience for me, and I get chills just even thinking about it because I know what it has done to enhance my life. Because you've stayed to the end, I'm gonna provide a bonus tip. Put yourself in a good mood. Everybody that I know knows that I put myself in a good mood before I go and go exercise and go for that run or go for that bike ride, right? I'm drinking coffee. I'm gonna practice intermittent fasting. Why? Because I found that those things have increased my overall wellness and happiness. Fasting already will put you in a good mood. And this coffee, oh my God, this will put you in a superb mood. It'll make you feel like you can do anything, I promise you. As long as, you know, just be careful with your consumption based off of your caffeine sensitivity. But this will put you in a good mood, man. Go get you a good playlist, get you some good headphones, quality headphones, and get you a good playlist, get yourself pumped up, and go for that goal, attack that goal. Take it, that's yours. Claim it before you get it. Claim it before you get it, and once you get it, claim it again. Thank you all so much for tuning in to my two-part series, The Do's and Don'ts of Getting in Shape. Next episode, we're gonna be talking about the things that you should avoid or things that you shouldn't do while getting in shape. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Once again, please hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. Thank you so much. We out. Peace.